Are we ready? In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, Amen. We turn to Our Lady Fatima and we say the prayer that she loves most. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Let's turn to the Holy Spirit and ask the Holy Spirit to help us. Say our classical prayer to the Holy Spirit. It is, Come Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful, and enkindle within us the fire of your divine love. Send forth your Spirit, and they shall be created. Thou shalt renew the face of the earth. Let us pray. O God, that instruct the hearts of the faithful by the light of the Holy Spirit, grant that by the same Spirit may be truly wise and ever rejoice in his consolation to the same Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lady Fatima, St. Joseph, Father Lanteri, pray for us. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen. About 3 weeks ago, we spent the whole week talking about a sacrament. We gave you various names for that sacrament. Confession, reconciliation, penance, forgiveness, and the sacrament of God's mercy. However, it wouldn't be an integral catechesis if we didn't mention the first sacrament for us to be able to receive confession and the Eucharist and the other sacraments. We first have to receive the first of sacraments. And that's the sacrament of baptism. So today we're going to talk about what are the different effects in the soul that produces the sacrament of baptism. Let's go through some of them. First is that we are conceived and born with original sin. So baptism washes away the stain of original sin. Only Mary did not have the stain of original sin because she was given the privilege of what is called the Immaculate Conception. But that's not our case. We're conceived in original sin, we're born in it, but baptism washes original sin away, such that our soul afterward becomes like Mary's garment here, white as the snow. Second effect of original sin, this is more going from the negative to the positive, we enter into a deep relationship with three persons, the most important persons. And it's the Blessed Trinity. We enter into a deep relationship with the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. For that reason, the priest or the bishop or the deacon, when he baptizes, he says, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Let's talk about those three relationships. Because our relationship with each one is a little bit different. So let's start with our relationship with the Father once we're baptized. Through baptism, we become a son or daughter of God. So we really can say, if you're baptized, God is my Father. I'm his daughter. God is my Father. I'm his son. So we say, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. It's true. God really is our Father. That's not a metaphor or a simile or an analogy. God really is our Father. Are we natural sons of God? No. There's only one natural son of God. Who is the only natural son of God? Do my viewers know who's the only natural son of God? Is Jesus Christ. Jesus is the Son of God made man. So when we're baptized, we become adopted sons. Nothing wrong with being adopted. We're adopted sons of the Eternal Father. So every time you say, Our Father who art in heaven, you're going back to your baptism. You're renewing that beautiful gift and grace that God gave to you to be truly his son or daughter. How about Jesus? Our relationship with Jesus is a bit different. God is our Father. Jesus is our older brother. The next time someone asks you, do you have an older brother? You have to say with a big smile on your face, yes, my older brother is Jesus Christ. How privileged we are to say in all truth that Jesus Christ, the Son of the Eternal Father, he became one of us and he became our older brother. So we should try to walk with him and talk with him and grow in our relationship with him as our brother. How about the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit is God. So our relationship with the Holy Spirit is he becomes our intimate, personal, and best friend. Think about that. He's your friend. Many of us in the modern society, because the way things are going electronically and economically and socially, a lot of people suffer a lot of loneliness, kind of like a crushing loneliness. You feel as if you're alone. It's not true. Jesus Christ is your friend, right? We're really never alone. And I think so many people, they give into vices, they're filling that inner vacuum or loneliness with drinking and pornography and drugs and casinos and buying, filling their empty heart with these false gods, because he's a false god. You might even call it an idol. What is an idol? Idol is a false god that many people have enthroned on the altar of their hearts. The reason why is because they haven't established this relationship with Jesus. He's your best friend. You know, I went to Argentina about 32 years ago. I ended up in Buenos Aires. And I saw a picture of the Sacred Heart. And I didn't know Spanish yet. I was fluent in Italian. My English is pretty good too. But I didn't know Spanish. And there was a big portrait, bigger than the portrait we have there, of the Sacred Heart. And below it said in Spanish, El amigo que nunca falla. That's one of the first phrases I learned in Spanish. I like it. Jesus, el amigo que nunca falla. Some of you are saying, Father, I don't speak Spanish, so I'll translate that for you. Jesus, el amigo que nunca falla means Jesus is the friend that will never fail you. We fail him. Probably more than once a day. We fail him. But he never fails us. He's the il amigo que nunca falla, the friend that will never fail us. So we're talking about today the sacrament of baptism. And we talked about what are the effects of this sacrament. We mentioned one is it washes away the stain of original sin. But even more important, once you're baptized, it establishes a deep, personal, profound, intimate relationship with you. And what happens is, you become the Son of God the Father. You become the brother to Jesus Christ, right? And the Holy Spirit becomes your intimate and deep friend. So let's pray that we will really understand the whole meaning of what it means to receive the sacrament of baptism. And I'll give you the blessing in the name of the Trinity. And don't forget to share this. Okay? So the Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you, and see you tomorrow at the same time, same channel.